Visa is making a really interesting move into the digital asset economy by bringing blockchain-based lending closer to its traditional payments infrastructure.
It makes sense when you look at the numbers. Stablecoin activity on Visa's network is growing fast, with stablecoin payment volume rising by nearly 200% year over year.
And the important thing is that Visa isn't treating stablecoins like a separate, competing payment system. It's trying to connect them with the financial tools businesses already rely on, like settlement, credit, and working capital.
The core idea is pretty straightforward: combine VisaNet settlement data with on-chain credit.
Right, and VisaNet is Visa's global payments network, so it already gives visibility into transaction flows and settlement activity.
By making that kind of data available to blockchain-based lending systems, Visa wants to give lenders a clearer, more real-time picture of a business's cash flow and payment behavior.
That could be a big deal. It means lenders might make financing decisions based on actual transaction performance, rather than only relying on traditional credit scores, lengthy financial reviews, or historical statements.
And stablecoins are central to that strategy because they are one of the most practical blockchain applications for payments.
Exactly. Unlike many cryptocurrencies, stablecoins are designed to hold a relatively stable value, usually by tracking a fiat currency like the US
dollar.
That makes them much more suitable for payments, settlement, treasury management, and cross-border transactions.
Businesses may use them to move funds faster, reduce friction in international payments, or settle transactions more efficiently.
But Visa's approach is about more than just enabling stablecoin transfers.
The company is really addressing a broader business need: access to working capital.
Because payment activity alone isn't enough for many companies.
They also need reliable settlement information, dependable compliance processes, fraud protection, and credit products that reflect their actual operating performance.
On-chain credit could help fill that gap by linking payment data directly with lending.
The potential benefits for businesses are significant.
First, payment and settlement records could improve access to capital by helping companies demonstrate their financial activity to lenders.
Second, digital transaction data could speed up lending decisions by reducing the time needed to evaluate applications.
Third, credit products may become more flexible, tailored to actual payment flows rather than only conventional financial statements.
Fourth, businesses operating internationally could benefit from payment systems that work across borders with less delay.
And finally, this approach strengthens the connection between traditional finance and digital finance. Established payment networks bring trust, scale, and compliance infrastructure, while blockchain systems offer programmability, transparency, and new settlement possibilities.
That also reflects a broader shift in financial services.
Traditional payment networks are increasingly exploring blockchain infrastructure, while blockchain companies are looking for ways to connect digital assets with established financial systems.
So the result is not a full replacement of existing payment rails. It's more of an integrated model where blockchain functions as an additional layer of financial infrastructure.
That's what makes Visa's move so significant. It links stablecoin payments with one of the most important services in the financial system, access to capital.
If stablecoin activity can be turned into dependable credit products, it could make digital assets more useful to businesses that don't want to manage complex crypto operations but still want faster, more flexible payment options.
Still, important risks remain.
Blockchain transparency does not automatically eliminate lending risk.
Businesses can experience sudden changes in transaction volume, and digital assets still face regulatory and operational uncertainty.
Privacy is also a major concern because payment data can reveal sensitive information about a company's customers, revenue patterns, and commercial relationships.
Any system that connects payment activity with lending decisions will need strong safeguards around data access, usage, and protection.
Regulation will also shape how these products develop.
Authorities are likely to look closely at issues like consumer protection, anti-money laundering controls, stablecoin reserves, lending standards, and the responsibilities of technology providers.
The companies that succeed in this space will likely be the ones that combine innovation with strong governance, risk controls, and compliance.
In the bigger picture, Visa's expansion shows how the role of blockchain is evolving.
Early discussions often focused on cryptocurrency trading or replacing traditional financial institutions.
Today, the more practical opportunity is the modernization of specific financial functions, including settlement, payments, identity, and credit assessment.
By connecting stablecoin activity with established payment data, Visa is positioning blockchain as a tool for improving existing financial services rather than replacing them.
And the growth in stablecoin payment volume suggests that demand is already developing.
The next stage will depend on whether financial institutions can turn that activity into dependable products that businesses actually trust.
If on-chain credit can provide efficient financing while meeting regulatory and risk management standards, it may become an important bridge between traditional banking and blockchain-based payments.
In short, Visa's move is more than a technical experiment.
It reflects the growing convergence of payment networks, stablecoins, and blockchain lending.
As stablecoin adoption continues to rise, the companies that can connect digital transactions with practical financial services may help shape the next generation of global commerce.